So we were discussing last week the Machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli regarding when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So everyone agrees to the bottom line, it's the Mishnah, that in the Mikdash HaYutokan of Alom and Medina. However, it's a major debate, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Why is this true? So the Yerushalmi says, Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah are biblical halachas. The Yom Teruah refers during the week, and Zichron Teruah refers to on Shabbos. So, according to the Yerushalmi, there is no mitzvah d'orais at all to blow shofar in the Medina on Shabbos. There's nothing to discuss. So why would you blow on Shabbos? That's a special gzeiras hakasuv, Yom Teruah b'makom karbanos, that it's always the Yom Teruah. And the Bavli disagrees and says no. Fundamentally, it's a Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah wherever you are on Shabbos. So why don't we blow shofar? Because that's a gzeira de Rava. Rava made a decree, we're afraid you're going to come to carry. So therefore, that's the reason why. So they point out, and according to the Bavli, so how come they didn't make a gzeira de Rava? Why didn't they make a rabbinic decree in the Beis HaMikdash? Because ein shvus b'mikdash, we don't make rabbinical decrees in the base hamikdash, and because kohanim's reason him. So therefore, everyone agrees to the bottom line. But mikdash are you talking of a global medina? So the question is, my nafkamina? Is there enough? Are there any practical differences on whether, according to the Yishami and the Bavli, on why the medina? I'm not blowing shofar, so one nafkamina could be as follows. In fact, even though we don't accept the Yerushalmi lahalacha, it seems to be passing like the Bavli, but we don't reject the Yerushalmi out of hand, because if you look in our Magzer, in the Magzer it says when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, insert Zichron Teruah. And when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, insert Yom Teruah. So we do accept the distinction to some extent. So the shaila is, what happens if one made a mistake and on Shabbos said Yom Teruah instead of Zichron Teruah, or during the week they said Zichron Teruah and Yom Teruah? Because we have a general rule, if you change the text of the davening, in certain times it's not good. So where does this fit in? So according to the Yerushalmi, it potentially could be a real problem. In other words, according to the Bavli, you're davening the wrong day, because Zichron Teruah refers to during the Shabbos, and Yom Teruah refers to during the week. So if I confuse the two texts, so then we could discuss, did it reach the stage of when you change the text to the Chachamim, you're not Yotzei? So according to the Yerushalmi, it's potentially a major issue. What do I say? But according to the Bavli, really, both days are a Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah. So therefore, it's not a significant change. And therefore, the way we assume, like the Bavli, that one would be Yotze. If one mistakenly inserted Yom Teruah instead of Zichron Teruah, since we assume that both apply equally to a Yom Chol and a Yontif, so therefore it's a go. That's one potential nafkamina if you mix up Zichron Teruah and Yom Teruah. Another nafkamina, the Chachma Shlomo brings it up, another Achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that what happens if you know, like there was a case with Yosef Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, a big Rav in Yerushalayim, during the time with Shmuel Salant, he wanted to blow shofar in Yerushalayim on Shabbos, the old city, based on different sources. Mikdash is the old city of Yerushalayim, maybe it's Makam Beistim, whatever his cheshbon was, but it was halacha cheshbon. Rabbi Shmuel Salan told him no. And that was but the question is, let's say, according to him, he's going to do it. Let's assume he has a halacha kshita to do it, but my psak is not to. So is there any inyan for me to go and hear his psak? In other words, was the gzeira just on him, or the gzeira is on everybody? So is there any inyan, if someone's going to be blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shachol, B'Shabbos, is there any kiyum hamitzvah? Or is it a zero? So according to the Yerushalmi, there's nothing to talk about. Because Zichron True is telling me there is no mitzvah at all of shofar on Shabbos. So it's like blowing shofar during the week on Tuesday when it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's totally meaningless according to the... It's meaningless at best, and maybe you're over different Rabbanans. But according to the Bavli, that min HaTorah, one can blow shofar on Shabbos, is only Gzeir D'Rabbah. So the question is, when we say Yesh Koach B'Yach HaKomim L'Akor D'Bar Torah B'Shei B'Al Tasa, how much power do the Chachamim have? Could they uproot the mitzvah d'oraisa completely? It doesn't exist. They only could tell me not to perform it, but I could... No one can tell me not to perform the mitzvah d'oraisa, but I will go ahead and... They can only tell me not to perform it, but if I hear someone else do it, perhaps it's a key in my mitzvah. In fact, that's the discussion of Tav Vidvar Mitzvah Asa Mitzvah. The Rambam seems to say, the Rambam says it by Lulav, he talks about Tav Vidvar Mitzvah Asa Mitzvah, in other words, you carried on Shabbos. So you were shogeg. In other words, you carried on Shabbos the lulav and esrog. So usually if you do that sin b'shogeg, you have to bring a karban chatas. But since the Rambam says v'asa mitzvah, but since you got the mitzvah, so the Rambam's Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be like the Rambam, that just like on lulav there's a kiyum hamitzvah, so too on shofar. So that's the whole debate in the Rishonim Achronim. How far do we go? How far do we go? And could they uproot the mitzvah? So the answer is, according to the Yerushalmi, it doesn't get off the ground. According to the Bavli, there's what to discuss. It would be a machlokas rishonim. So we have so far two nafkaminas. One is if you say yom tru into the zichron trua. So according to the Yerushalmi, according to the Bavli, you're good because both days refer to both. However, according to the Yerushalmi, there's nothing to talk about because it's the wrong day. If you mix up Yom Tshuva and Zichron Tshuva, it could be in Ayotzi, you might have to go back. And I must have Rosh Hashanah, the longest davening of the year. Number two is, let's say you go ahead, someone goes ahead mistakenly, and they blow shofar on Shabbos, is there any kiyum to listen to it? So according to the Yerushalmi, no. According to the Bavli, perhaps. And the third nafkamina that the Chachma Shlomo brings down and others he brings it down by the Dawid Minim, like by the Rambam, but Rambam writes, if you mistakenly did the Dawid Minim on the first day of Sukkot, even though you weren't supposed to, but he says, also mitzvah, no carbon, so there's a mix that you get credit for the mitzvah. So the shaila is, so he discusses the question of a shachiyanu on the second day, if you didn't make a shachiyanu. So pashas, if you didn't make a shachiyanu, you could still make it. So the shaila is over here, is someone made a shachiyanu? In other words, the question was, hello. So the shaila was, let's say they blew shofar on Shabbos. They thought you were allowed to, whatever the issue was. So they made a shachiyano. The shaila is, would I make another shachiyano day two? In other words, in general, it could be it's a machlokes Ashkenaz svar. It wouldn't make a difference in Ashkenaz circles because we make a shachiyano both days. It wouldn't make a difference. According to the Svardim, you only make a shachiyano the first day. So if you got the kiyum ha-mitzvah, so that's it. So you already fulfilled your mitzvah shachiyano. But if you didn't do anything, so then you wouldn't make a shachiyano. So same thing by lulav. If you assume like the Rambam, so then the shachiyano would count. But if you assume that you shaking the lulav on day one of Shabbos is a zero, so then it's like you didn't make a shachiyano. You made a bracha of Atola, but you don't get credit for the shachiyano. and therefore one would go ahead and have to make another one. So we have a couple of nafkaminas between the Yushami and the Bavli. According to the Yushami, I mean, at Torah, it's Yom True on Shabbos in the Medina, versus the Bavli says, Minat Torah, there is a mitzvah to the Gzeira the Rabba. So number one is Yom Truah versus Zichron Truah. The Yom Truah, that according to the Yushami, if you mixed up the davening, and instead of saying Yom Truah during the week, you say it on Shabbos. According to the Yushami, according to the Bavli, it's not a Shiloh because both days are relevant. According to the Yushami, one could discuss maybe it falls under the category of, you could debate whether, in other words, if you hold it's not Mishana, it might be a Chalam, then it'd be good according to the Yushami also. But if you're, we could debate whether you get into that level. Secondly, is there a Kiyam HaMitzvah? If you go against what the rabbi said, what is the mitzvah of the Torah, is that Omedes? And thirdly, assuming that way, it's, again, so according to the Yushami, it's a nothing, so of course you have to make another Shechiyano. But if you Svardi, and you did it on day one on Shabbos, or you did it on Lulav, so if you didn't get the mitzvah at all, that means you didn't make a Shechiyano, one would have to make a Shechiyano on the second day as well.